2 hours are not enough.
And that'll do it for regulation.
Welcome to the fifth quarter, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Take this one to overtime.
Russo and Rizzo bring you the stories, the takes, and the breakdowns that go beyond the final whistle. We head into overtime. The fifth quarter starts now.
The fifth quarter presented by Hard Rock Bet is a day of reckoning. Internal, external, you name it. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez, Mike Norvell in a lot of hot water. Billy Napier, already gone. See ya. Mike McDaniel should be gone. He's still around for some reason. But we got a lot to break down as we got you for the next hour up until 7 p.m., up until this Monday Night Football game. Got a doubleheader tonight. You got Buccaneers-Lions in Detroit. And you also have the Houston Texans taking on the Seattle Seahawks. You got Game 7 of the ALCS tonight between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. Seattle Mariners went back to Toronto with a 3-2 lead. Toronto was able to tie it up 6-2. And we're going to have a fiery Game 7 on the docket tonight. So a lot to look forward to. A good sports night. But what we had yesterday was, I mean, it was an ugly 1 o'clock slate. It was an ugly. Let's start with we haven't even talked about the morning. How about what happened in London? You want to talk about a godforsaken game.
Oh.
Look no further than what Jacksonville was able to put together against the Los Angeles Rams. They 3-and-outed. Rams went right down the field and scored. They 3-and-outed again. Rams went right down the field and scored. It was 21-0 before you got to blink.
Can I be honest with you,
Go
Colin?
Ahead.
So, as you know, Saturdays are my busy day with the Saturday Sports Show and Inter Miami. Dude, I was so exhausted. I didn't wake up till like, I would say 9:30, 9:45. I turned on that game and saw the score, went back to bed for an hour. I'm like, I'm good. And then I woke up to you and Christian Catt, our producer of Russo and Rizzo. First off, the shots getting fired towards the Browns of the text message that Christian sent basically said, Travis Hunter stinks, but somehow the Browns are still a dumpster fire. What a disgrace of a game that was in London.
Are you off your Jags yet? No, he was dead wrong. Travis Hunter played the best of anybody. He was the best player on the field for Jacksonville. Am I off him? Yeah, I am a little bit. You know, they're in a tough... Now, here's the thing. Jacksonville, I'm a Jags fan, for those who don't know. Going into the bye, if you were to tell me at the beginning of the year they'd be 4-3, I'd sign up for that. They played four consecutive weeks. They played the three teams in the NFC West, two of them in which are 5-2 at the moment, and one of them is 4-2 with a chance to go 5-2 tonight. In Seattle, San Francisco, the Niners, and then they played the Chiefs, who are probably the hottest team in football at the moment, and they went 2-2.
And that was the last game the Chiefs lost for to Collins Jags.
And they went 2-2. You almost sign up for that, but it's how it looks.
Yeah,
it's about the feeling, the taste you have in your mouth. It's not just about losing the game because they were anemic yesterday.
You haven't scored over 20 points in 2 weeks either. Terrible. 12 points
and
7
Super Bowl.
Points.
That Kansas City game was their Super Bowl. They're going to have a little bit of an intern. And this is a new coach. This is going to be a struggle. Lawrence was terrible. The offensive line was awful. And the receivers were as bad as they've ever been in terms of dropping the passes.
It seems like this Cohen can coach. I will say that. So take the bye.
I'm fine with Cohen.
Take the bye. Figure it out. Maybe I really thought Hunter was deployed right, for the first time all year, I thought they deployed him the right way.
Yeah,
Colin,
I
know you did.
Partner,
I know you disagree with me. That kid's a receiver. I think he just go full time receiver.
I was not Mr. Do 'em Both going into the draft. I wasn't even Mr. Do It Both going in. After seeing it, he's both. He's their best corner, and he's their best receiver. Can you believe that? The guy's a rookie, and I'm telling you, he is their best at both. Yeah.
Did you see Campbell with the pick six for the... I know him.
I sure did. Tyson Campbell, who was traded for Greg Newsom, who was stunk for Jacksonville.
Yeah. Anyway.
Travis Hunter. The thing about Travis Hunter, they didn't play him one snap defensively in the first half. They bring him out in the first drive of the second half, and the first play, he's on the field. They go deep. They test him with Devontae Adams, and he gets a pass breakup immediately. So that's just... They'll figure him out. He's still trying to learn out the kinks on how to be a pro. But all their issues are because of that offense and Lawrence.
And the Rams look good too, man.
Rams look great.
I mean, they
that was without Nacua. They spread the ball. That's how offenses with offensive minded head coaches should look.
Yeah.
And Cohen's a McVay disciple.
Now,
and that is how it should look. Easy.
I also think Stafford looked healthy for the first time all year.
He's looked healthy all year.
I think that game specifically though, I go, okay, he doesn't look like he's hobbling out there.
And he always does, yeah.
He looks like...
Every
you know,
year, it's always like he's right. got like a gunshot but, wound coming out in there on
but
the field.
He looked like Stafford circa Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
You know,
that
so
seems
like,
good. That team's good. And, you know, that division is probably going... It could very well be a three-bid division.
Threw for five touchdowns, Colin.
And they tore him apart.
He didn't even throw for 200 yards.
I'm telling you, they didn't even break a sweat.
Five touchdowns and not even 200 yards.
They didn't even break a sweat.
Oh, my Lord.
They toyed with them. Jaguars outgained them. It was a bunch of nonsense yards. I mean, they went for it on fourth down for three straight drives in Rams territory. They just haven't been able to capitalize. Now, the good news is Jacksonville, 70% of their games before the bye up to this point have been against teams with winning records, probably playoff teams. For the rest of the way, only 40% of their games are against winning teams. Can they squeeze out six wins? I'd like to think they can, but you're going to have to do some soul searching and Lawrence is going to have to be a lot better.
Yeah.
That team, they have been pathetic. And maybe everybody wants to circle back all of the first 5 weeks. Who's the fake team that is surprised? Everybody thought it might have been Indianapolis. It is not Indianapolis.
No, sir.
It is Jacksonville. And speaking of that, oh, my God.
We called it. We called it on the program.
Colts are freaking good.
They are. Daniel Jones is great. They got a great tight end. And Warren, Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the NFL again.
They're a top six most efficient offense this century.
They're rolling.
For through seven games.
Rolling. I mean, the run game, like,
It's easy. It is easy. J.J. Watt was dumbfounded during the game. He goes, it is easy.
I know Indiana Jones is the story, and fair play to Danny. He's been great. Warren, the tight end, Penn State kid, he's been fantastic. Pittman had a touchdown again. The story for me in that offense has been getting Jonathan Taylor back to the elite of the lead at the running back position. And truly. If you could run the ball like that, of course, Daniel Jones. The offensive line has been great, too. And not to mention, you're playing complimentary football with the defense and special teams. I'll tell you what, Shane Steichen, remember all the lists we read before the season? He's on the hot seat. How about now? You think that guy's on the hot seat now?
I should have taken that over. I was into the Colts, especially after they benched Richardson. I was in on that. I can't believe I didn't want to take a division rival. But, I mean, 6-1. Can you chalk it up anything better?
No.
And on the other side of things, Chargers are just beat up. They're destroyed.
They're destroyed. No. They stink.
I know what this is about.
They stink.
This is about Harbaugh.
They're the third best team in their division. They stink. They're not making the playoffs.
I mean, you can't turn around and say the Broncos look fantastic.
5-2, brother. Figuring out ways to win games.
I mean,
figured it out.
First of
33
all,
33 points in the fourth quarter.
First of all, the Broncos lost to the Chargers week 2. But on top of that, the Chargers are beat up. They're missing two offensive linemen. They don't have their top two running backs. I agree. It hasn't looked pretty. But I think that game yesterday was more about the Colts. That game, the Colts, it's unbelievable the type of offensive production that I've seen. They haven't changed much. They got a new court. They got Daniel Jones in there, and they got a new tight end. That's it. It's a lot of the same.
To your point of what you made about Watt and what he was saying during the broadcast, it seemed like they had the answers to the test. They knew what they were running every time they came out onto the field.
And to think that Shane Steichen, you know, when he was with the Chargers, and Herbert was great early seasons with Shane Steichen, I believe as his quarterback's coach, might have been offensive coordinator. And then he went to the Eagles, and Hurts' best offensive season when he was all pro material was with Steichen running the plays. And then he goes over to Indianapolis, and Anthony Richardson stinks. And then now he turns around and does the same thing with Daniel Jones. And it goes to show, Anthony Richardson is never playing at this level again. If he can't figure it out with that guru calling the plays for him, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, and that's why people...
That guy is a whisperer.
And Colin, that's why people were on him and the GM was because... How do you take that guy at the fourth overall pick? That's why he was on the hot seat heading into the year. Well, he's answered the bell every single time this year. You got to give the Colts credit. They're the best team in that division. They're going to win that division. I'm not buying Houston. No offense, Colin. Not buying the Jags. And the Titans.
I don't blame you.
The Titans might be the worst team in football behind the Dolphins and the Browns.
And so, the Jets.
Yeah, jeez. There are a lot of bad teams.
That's the thing about the 1 o'clock games is all these teams get buried in the 1 o'clock slate. The Raiders are awful.
Oh,
the Saints
God.
Are awful. The Tennessee Titans are and you know, the Tennessee Titans even had a good quarter and a half against the Patriots,
well,
and then it all fell apart when Cam Ward basically handed them a touchdown to Kalevon Chaisson.
Well, and it was because Ward had his signature moment, right? He threw that big-time touchdown. It opened the game up. They were leading in the game.
I took the Patriots in my Survivor. I was a little nervous for about a half a quarter.
All hell broke loose. But how about Survivor picks? So we were on the Chiefs. You were on New England. And another team, Kyle, can I give you a stat about the Chicago Bears? First time since 2018, they've won four games in a row. Mm. So Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, they've seemed to figure something out there. Now we'll see once they get back into divisional play when they play the Vikings, the Packers, and the Lions again. That's where the bread and butter, you know, Kyle, that's where the season's won and lost are your divisional games. So I'm interested to see if they could go toe-to-toe with them. But I think those are the big things over the weekend. The Colts looking great. That crazy Denver game. The Bears doing something they haven't done in the likes of 7 years. And the Chargers faltering a bit. And then I think the biggest thing for me, bud, I think Kansas City right now, and we're going to make our power rankings later on tomorrow, but like, dude, how don't you put Kansas City as like at least top three at this point?
In terms of how they're playing, absolutely.
I mean, just like recency
bias.
The thing is,
the Raiders are so bad.
But that's
and the last time we saw that, they took down Detroit. They had that. Isn't that bizarre that they lost Jacksonville? Isn't that bizarre with how they're
Mahomes
playing right now?
Mahomes was dreadful in that game.
Dreadful is not the right word. He was not great. They had 500 yards of offense. I mean, it wasn't that bad. But I it's bizarre that Jacksonville even won that game. And then ever since, they've been tearing everybody else to shreds.
Yeah, and it's like, historically, that Vegas, and listen, it was fool's gold, hindsight 2020.
Well,
we liked Vegas, and it was fool's gold. We liked Vegas on the line.
14, it was 12, 13
we
and
liked,
a half.
We liked Vegas, and they could, listen, you think they covered, brother? But the Chiefs certainly opened up a can of you-know-what. And Patrick Mahomes is, I had this conversation with my boy Gomer last night. Mahomes is looking like that Mahomes from 3-4 years ago again. He's looking like that quarterback that's throwing 300 yards and 3-4 touchdowns every single game. If you get that quarterback, you could beat anybody.
Rashee Rice is healthy, and they finally got another piece at the receiving end. He had 2 touchdowns yesterday, so they got him involved early. That team's going to be a force. There's no doubt.
Mahomes is going to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. They're not losing anybody.
And with Buffalo bleeding, I'm very curious to see what they do next week. They got Carolina.
We'll get to them.
We'll get to Carolina.
That was a god awful.
Don't worry about it.
Worst game of Sunday.
Mike, 4-3. That's all that matters.
That's the worst.
Here's the number you need to know. Mike, here's the number you need to know.
They might not win another game this year.
Mike, they're 4-3.
Every time.
Carolina, buy in.
Every time I watch that godforsaken team, I go,
like,
how are they winning games? They at the end of every game, I go, wow, they might not win another game all year.
And they continue
to win. Dude, they've had the easiest schedule in the NFL.
Mike, 4-3. 4-3.
Bryce Young threw for 100. Did I see the red rifle in that game?
He got hurt.
I did see. My eyes weren't deceiving me. I saw the red freaking rifle in that game.
Mike, we're 4-3.
Wow.
What an overpick. I need them to get 3 more wins, Mike.
Well, guess,
3 more.
Well, guess what? Buffalo.
All right, lost.
Green Bay.
Loss.
You can beat the Saints.
1.
At the Falcons. At the Niners.
2.
Rams.
A loss.
At
loss.
The Saints.
Loss. You're going to split against Saints.
Buccaneers, right. Seahawks, brother, your only hope
is the Buccaneers clinching that.
I'm not kidding when I say this. Your only two hopes are the Saints games you haven't played yet because you're not. Dude, you need 7?
I need 3 more wins.
That's not cashing, dude.
Mike.
That is
Mike,
not cashing.
Mike, we can
I
do this.
I promise you, their good friend Colin took the over. They're good friends at Hard Rock Bet with the Carolina Panthers win total, 6.5. Brother, Bills. Packers,
loss.
Falcons,
win.
Niners,
win.
Rams. Yeah, so they're going to win Niners
stop.
The Falcons?
My bad.
You're full of it.
Go through it.
All right.
2 losses to start.
And let's get this out of the way. The Saints, they play the Saints twice, home and away. So listen, if you want to say those are wins, I'm fine with that.
They
That's
always
two.
Beat the Falcons.
All right, so listen.
That could be 3.
We'll theoretically call
let's
it 2.
Let's split against the Saints. Let's be
All
fair.
Right, so that's 1. At the Packers, loss. At the Falcons, you're saying win?
Win. They kill the Falcons every time they play them.
I don't see it. At the Niners, loss. Home versus the Rams,
loss.
Loss. Home versus the Buccaneers, loss.
Hold on. There's 2 of those.
Home versus the Seahawks, loss. At the Buccaneers, loss.
They might.
Where are 3 games?
Buccaneers might not need that game.
So you're saying.
Mike, the Buccaneers might not need that
listen,
game.
And listen, I know. Listen.
Buccaneers might not need that game.
This is the NFL. I understand it's a week-by-week league. Things change. Dude, it is the archangel. I'm Catholic. The archangel Saint Michael came down and gave this team a 4-3 start. He can't save them from that schedule. An angel from heaven cannot save them from that schedule.
Mike, buy in because we need 7 wins.
I'm not buying in. I told you we should have taken them. This was the last week to take them on the gambling line this weekend. You didn't want to take them. You said, "Oh, this is the game the Jets screw us."
And they were dead. The Jets were in that game. That was what got me nervous. Buy in. because it is a ride to watch that team. It is a roller coaster of all.
Now, do you want to know where I'm dead with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet? Are those godforsaken Arizona Cardinals?
Terrible.
What a joke.
Well, the thing is, they haven't
Jacoby
even played.
Brissett
they
was haven't. Listen, I know Jacoby. Where'd he go? Dwyer? God, he is terrible.
He has
Brissett is terrible.
They hadn't even, they didn't, as a team, they didn't even play that bet because they were right in the game. They probably should have had the game. And the Packers really just finally got their stars involved. But they were right there. The Cardinals, you're right, though. They stink.
They stink. And listen, I know Brissett had a lot. You know, he was pretty decent for a little bit. We love him. He's a Dwyer guy. That he can't play anymore. So if that guy's quarterbacking, they're not going to win another game. He was throwing it at the feet of receiver. Marvin Harrison Jr. was wide open on the final drive. Threw it at his feet.
About his
threw it at his
team.
Feet.
His fantasy
not
team.
Not my fantasy team. The guy didn't make a play all day.
Who'd you start in fantasy?
Colin, he didn't make a play all day. The guy didn't make a play all day. The throws were right in front of him to get back in that game. He couldn't make a throw. Come on, that guy, you're not winning anything with him. That Murray needs to get healthy.
Filling in.
This is what Murray does. This is what he does. He drives you crazy when he plays. He looks like an all-pro. Then he looks like a guy who belongs in the USFL. And then he's out for five games. How the hell did I get swindled into taking that over
your
by
fault.
Joe Fortenbaugh, our bookie of the show? I got swindled. Swindled,
you
I tell you.
Should have hopped on Carolina.
What did they say back at the market? Swindled, I tell you.
You should have got on Carolina.
I got sold snake oil.
I went 4-0 on my over-unders yesterday. I had the Denver Broncos over on wins. They won. Packers over on wins. They won. I have the Dolphins under, which I should cash before Thanksgiving.
You and me both, by the way.
And then I have the Carolina Panthers over. What a ride. What a ride. Wow. How about that?
You want to know what's a dead? I have two dead tickets right now. Do you want to know the other one? Cleveland Browns over 4.5.
What are you doing?
I should have went on.
What are you doing?
I'm an idiot.
What are you doing?
I thought they could win five games with Flacco. Turns out we traded them in the division to our division rival, and they're probably going to go to the playoffs
instead.
What are you
doing? What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing, man.
It's an emotional bet. That's
I was
betting
so
with your
good.
Heart, not your
I
eyes.
Was so good with my baseball overs. Went 5-1 in my baseball overs. I'm dreadful in football. I'm probably going to go 1-3 in my football this year. I'm probably going to hit that Dolphin one.
No emotional
one.
Bets. Can't make an emotional bet.
Probably going to hit that Dolphin one. I did Raiders. Or sorry, I did.
You said you were high on the Raiders. Geez. You're high on the.
I did.
The
hang on. I didn't end up
well,
taking the Raiders.
What's the Chiefs?
I took.
Number?
It's 10.5. They got to win 11 games.
Oof.
And that's gonna. I'm gonna. That's why I said I might go 1-3.
Wow.
I'm in a bad spot right now on the overs.
Not good.
I blame Joe Fortin. Listen, I'm my own man. In the end of the day, you create your own destiny. But I was on the Rams, and I got swindled into taking the Cardinals by our bookie and good friend Joe Fortenbaugh. By the way, he's. Folks, it does great things for ESPN. He's obviously not a bookie, but that's our nick. That's what Colin. That's out of endearment. Colin and I call him our bookie.
Penn State guy too.
Yeah, oh, how'd that work out?
Yeah, terrible. Hard Rock Bet is your place to get involved on the action tonight. Game 7, you get two Monday Night Football games. Put together a parlay. Check out the app. Download it for free on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Hard Rock's the bet, the best because you put just $5 into the app. You win that first $5 bet, you get $150 immediately in bonus bets. Refer a friend, get an extra $50. Check out the Discover page. Check out the stats page. You can see what lines are moving, where the money is, what other users are putting together in terms of their parlays, in terms of their profit boosts. You could tap and tag along with them. You could use that to inspire your own ideas. It's all available on the app. Every league, every game, live and in the future, do it on the app. That's Hard Rock Bet offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present, in front of the wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. We'll do our best bets for tonight on our Monday's Best Bets. We'll also put together a parlay for the best underdog pick of the weekend. We got a lot to do. Stick around for it. It's the fifth quarter presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3.
Overtime intensity, hard rock energy.
Dude, Max Crosby is so damn angry.
This is the fifth quarter, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
The fifth quarter presented by Hard Rock Bet. We got a doubleheader, about 23 minutes till Monday Night Football. The Buccaneers versus the Detroit Lions. Remember, the Detroit Lions are not going to have their star safety, Brian Branch, tonight. There's going to be a multitude of players that are back for the Buccaneers, including Emeka Egbuka and Mike Evans. But the Buccaneers are still very beat up, especially on that front offensive line. You have the Lions coming off a loss, so that should be a good one there. And then we have another game which starts around, you know, quarter before midnight between the Texans and the Seahawks. But we'll get to that a little later on. It's Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. We get Damian Perez with the City Play Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Let's figure out our best underdog of what we could have taken last week. All right, it's underdog time. So what we're going to do, Mike, is we're going to put together a little parlay that we should have done in hindsight.
Yeah.
Hindsight's 20/20. Let's figure out what parlay we could have put together and what type of cash we would have won. Let's start and what happened on Thursday Night Football. Cincinnati Bengals,
yeah.
Big underdog.
The Bungles and Fling It Flacco. How about Joe Flacco? Him and Aaron Rodgers, the average age of those two quarterbacks, 81 years old, they threw for 7 combined touchdowns. Unbelievable.
Very good game, 33-31 on Thursday night. Joe Flacco put together a
masterclass,
a vintage performance. They were plus 200 in the game, right?
Yep.
Plus 200. So, Damien, you're with us here. You got us put together a parlay here.
Plus, locked and loaded.
Plus 200 with the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, outside of that, let's go to the college side. You want to talk when we went to Thursday? Let's go to the next day to Friday. This is an easy one. How about the number two team at home losing against the Louisville Cardinals?
I mean, Beck, here's the good news for Hurricane fans. First off, the bad news is you lost to Louisville, and now you don't control your own destiny in the ACC. Good news is the quarterback played the worst he's going to play all year, threw 4 interceptions, and you had a chance to win the football game at the end of the game with a minute 20 left. So keep that in mind. I still think Miami's the best team in the ACC. Unfortunate that your fifth-year quarterback decided to have a stinker.
It's a classic Miami game.
But Colin and I, both high on Jeff Brohm, head coach at Louisville.
Future coach of the Florida Gators.
We're kind of talking into existence. Brohm to get to.
Are you in on that?
I am. Yeah. Who else are they going to get? They're not getting Lane Kiffin. Every Florida fan I've talked to today is Lane Kiffin.
Oh, my God.
Not getting Lane Kiffin.
Lane's not coming.
Spare me.
Lane's not coming.
I'm going to need you to come back down from Seoul, Mars. I'm going to need you to come back down to Earth because you got to be realistic.
It's not Notre Dame, please. Let's go.
So, Brohm, we're talking Brohm to Florida into existence and James Franklin apparently to Florida State. But what
I
a game.
I don't think that's happened.
What a game by Louisville.
Awesome game by Louisville. You know, they should have won that game a lot earlier than they did. You know, Beck threw that third interception. It was 24-13. I thought the game was over. Game was over. Louisville first play fumbles it back to Miami, and then all of a sudden, one play, one touchdown. Miami's back in the game all of a sudden. But Louisville controlled the entirety of the way. And Georgia fan is sitting there thinking, huh, there's your Carson Beck experiment game. Do Georgia fans know that like no other? All right, Louisville to beat Miami straight up. In that game, the money line was about plus 360, Damian. Throw that in
there. That's correct, plus 360.
Plus 360. You're a Miami guy too, right?
Florida.
You're a Florida guy. Who do you want as a head coach? Do you have anybody in mind, or are you happy that they got rid of Napier? Let's start
there. I think it was time to get rid of Napier. As to who I want, I have no idea.
Right.
It's every every Florida fan.
The first honest Florida fan
I've
met.
Nick Saban?
But like that
Can
was,
I get Nick Saban?
Yeah. All right,
never mind.
We're all good. We're all done now.
We're good.
Every Florida fan needs to be like that because Lane Kiffin isn't coming to Gainesville. I'm sorry.
Well, folks. Nick Saban's coming. Really?
Yeah. Old St. Nick. That spot is
comfy.
Hey,
you asked who I wanted.
If they go hire James Franklin, would you be upset?
Yes.
Right. Kind of would
be, too.
You
can't win a big game.
I know you disagree on that.
I don't think they should go get – I think Florida and Florida State are in two different spots. I think Franklin would be better suited for Florida State.
With
I don't think Florida State's getting rid of
Norvell,
though. Go ahead.
I mean, you're playing against Alabama.
Yeah,
you're playing against
Tennessee. Stay away. Stay away. You want a big game coach.
Absolutely.
Brent Key. I don't think they're going to go after him at Georgia Tech. Or Jeff Brohm.
Brent Key might not want to leave. Now, they might up his salary and he'll leave, but I don't know.
All right, so we added Louisville to the top 25 on the college side. There's our second upset. How about this for an upset? I was watching the game. I mean, Memphis, I mean, they were down 2 scores. They got back into the game. They had a chance there. At the end. But this is a game that was mostly controlled by UAB. UAB, you say? That's right. UAB, who was 2-4 going into the game against an undefeated top 25 Memphis. UAB won 31-24. Their win money line win total to get into the coming into the game, plus 1,100. Imagine if you were on UAB. They were 23-point underdogs.
Now, they recently fired their head coach, Trent Dilfer, Alex Mortensen. The interim head coach getting a huge win for the UAB Dragons. I mean, Memphis was the 22nd ranked team in the country, best team in that American Conference as well. That might be UAB's best football victory within the last 2 decades.
Yeah, that was right. That was the first game they played since
Trent Dilfer's firing.
Dilfer go. So if there's any, and Penn State played with guts too against Iowa. If there's anything too, the new coach leaving and all of a sudden the team getting invigorated. Look no further than what UAB were able to accomplish. All right, so add plus 1,100 to the underdog. What do we have, Damian, in terms of odds?
So with those three, a three-leg parlay, plus 360, plus 205, and plus 1,100, a $10 bet would have won you $1,673.
Wow.
Wow.
Would have been able to pay some bills off with that.
That would have been unbelievable. Jeez.
We dropped the ball, but that's why we do it.
We dropped the ball on UAB.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have University of Alabama.
We also dropped the ball taking the Las Vegas Raiders for some godforsaken reason. Colin and I are always on the biggest
block. I love that pick.
That's the issue. We both were.
I love that pick. Plus 13.5. That was our only stinker.
Dude, we went 4-5 in NFL bets over the weekend, so we could hardly complain. But
had a good weekend.
That one was...
Where are you at with the Patriots here? Another good win, 31-13. I didn't ask you about that.
You got to start buying into them. They seems like they got a good receiver in Booty now. They got two running backs in Henderson and Stevenson. Stevenson has stopped fumbling the football as of late. And Drake May's playing clean football. You know, that's the one thing you like about... Obviously, the touchdowns and the yards from May are great. But I think the one thing that Vrabel really likes is he's not turning the ball over anymore. Early on in the season, when they were losing games... They were turning the ball over. Stevenson with the fumbles. May with the fumbles and the interceptions. You're not seeing that anymore. And you're starting to see why the Patriots kicked the tires of Jerod Mayo and hired Mike Vrabel. They're starting to play like a Mike Vrabel football team. Dare I say, this might be Vrabel's best quarterback. And it's early. It's early. Let's get that out of the way. Comparatively to the quarterbacks he had in Tennessee, Drake May might be the best quarterback Vrabel has had as a head coach.
He's played great. He's a great athlete. I don't know if my opinion has changed too much if you beat Tennessee, but one thing about them, they're 4-0 on the road. They've played very well on the road. If I told you this, that the New England Patriots would be 5-2 through 7 games, and they would still have 2 against the Jets, the Miami Dolphins, and the Browns on the schedule, you don't think the Patriot fan is feeling happy about that?
They're also... 2-0 in the division. They're first in the division.
Well, absolutely. Yeah,
Buffalo's on a bye.
And they won the tough game. Right. They won the tough game at Buffalo.
They won at Buffalo. They're 2-0 in the division. Buffalo's 2-1 with their 2 wins against the Dolphins and the Jets. They barely scrape by the Dolphins.
And they haven't even
too.
Played the Jets yet. And they haven't. And they still got one more against the Dolphins. And they have the Browns coming up next week.
Yeah. So
that team could. They're the perfect. We didn't think there could be a worse to first about 3-4 weeks ago. There could be.
I mean, nine.
There's
and
a path for them.
The thing with me was 9.5 first year of Vrabel for them to win 10 games.
And I was down on, and they didn't look good that first week of the season against the Raiders. And they didn't look good. And they didn't look good against the Miami Dolphins either because the Dolphins stunk in the game. They escaped. Yeah. But ever since, have they turned it up.
And I'm not really into the point differential, but they're top 5 in point differential throughout the year. So. Plus 48 on that. The number one point differential, can you guess, Kyle? The team?
Number one?
Number Colts. One. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. 92. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. But the underlying numbers are there for them as well. I think it is time to start buying into this. And you mentioned the week schedule too, and the Browns and company. I mean, geez.
Whew. They still have to deal. I mean, the thing about them, they got those 4 games that I alluded to. They still gotta play the Bengals. They still gotta play the Giants. They have a couple. They play the Falcons, which is Falcons every other week. You're playing the worst team in the NFL versus a very, very good team.
I'm done. By the way, I'm done with them on
primetime. Can we get them out of primetime?
Oh, my
God. Are we good on Atlanta?
Dude,
do we need to watch more Atlanta?
So done with
them. Oh, my goodness. It was fun to watch against the Bills, but the Bills weren't looking any good either. Oh, my God.
Like, Bills.
Enough? Michael Penix. I mean, could they move the ball? Oh,
Bills in Atlanta, I don't want to see
that is the most erratic team I've ever seen.
And I love watching Josh Allen play, but that has not been the Bills team we've seen as of past. But yeah, I agree. I mean, Atlanta and company like the Browns, there's...
Patriots have a path.
You think that's 8 wins right there, not to mention the Jets and the Dolphins still on the schedule.
Now, the thing is that can we really write home too much about the Patriots? Their big win was the Bills. Outside of that, Saints, Titans, Panthers in their... last 4 games, that's not hard. And they're going to have the Browns after this. You don't really have a feel on them. Now, they won their huge game where they caught Buffalo. They caught them. Can they beat a good game when they're going into play the Buccaneers on November 9th, 1 p.m. game in Tampa Bay? Can the team show up then? That's a real litmus test.
They're passing the eye test, though, right? I mean, it's like Kansas City. Did Kansas City play the Raiders and blow the doors off them? Well, it's Vegas, Riz. They still pass the... Mahomes is passing the eye test after years of throwing for 200 yards.
They're beating who they should be. There's no doubt about
that. And Drake May, certainly 12 touchdowns and 2 interceptions at this point, playing turnover-free football. And Stephon Diggs and Booty, being good wide receivers. Those guys almost combined have 1,000 yards on the year between the both of them. They're both going to have 1,000 yards at this point. It's crazy.
Yep, and they're probably in the market to be buyers at the deadline too. They'll make they maybe will go make a move for a receiver. Some way.
Maybe an Olave's of the world. Maybe.
Patriots are good. There's no doubt about that. I thought they were good last week. I was under the impression that they were good after the Bills game. They're beating the teams they should beat. I can't change too much based on the teams they're playing. That's not a hard schedule.
And they play hard for the coach.
They do.
They play hard for the coach. I mean, on the flip side of that, people say, oh, Riz, that kind of talk's overrated. Let me ask you this. Did the Dolphins play hard for their coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at some of these bad teams. It's Tennessee. I know, granted, they got their coach fired, but it's Tennessee playing hard. There's something to be said about that. No matter what, Vrabel teams are always going to play hard, and it seems like these guys are really, in my opinion, exceeding expectations.
Let's make with Monday Night Football about 12 minutes away from this Buccaneer-Lion game, let's put together our Monday Night Football's best bets. All right, if we open up our Hard Rock Bet app, we got Monday Night Football tonight. We got two games to choose from so we can get creative. Let's put together a parlay, Mike. Are you hot at any lines here? -5.5 is the line for the Lions, and the over-under is 54. So a lot of points predicted in that one. Mm. And then Seattle is favored by 3. That over-under is a lot lower at 41. What do you say, you?
Colin, I love Tampa Bay. I kind of want to
this would be the game
them.
I think Tampa Bay gets caught, my personal
6.5? Plus
5.5? 5.5.
I still like them. Then let's go over under. Do you want points? Do you want points? That's what you did. In the end of the day, I think there will be points in this game. I tend to lean on the over line for the first game, Buccaneers and Lions.
54?
Yeah.
54
flat. I tend to lean over.
No problem there. I could take that. I think the Lions actually are going to win by a touchdown, a handful.
And then what's Abuka's anytime tutty? You know he's scoring tonight.
Dude, I don't know about that. I would stay away from that. He might be a decoy. I don't know about
plus
that.
Plus 135, oh, he's scoring.
I don't like that at all. You're not getting that. You're not getting good odds there.
Plus 135?
He's...
Comparatively to Amon-Ra minus 135, Montgomery minus 140, Mike Evans plus 115.
Let me raise you. How about Baker Mayfield to score an anytime touchdown, which means rushing. Plus 525.
How many does he have on that? I have him on my fantasy team. You think I'd know?
Yeah, does he have any on the year? I'm not entirely sure. I believe he had one in game three against the...
He's got 0 rushing touchdowns this year. Well, as a team,
first time for everything, yeah.
Brother, as a team, they have 5 rushing touchdowns, 4 of them Rashid White, 1 of them Sean Tucker. So
I don't like these anytime passing numbers. I don't like that.
Okay, well, all right. We can stay away from player props. Now, if you don't like my last shout here on a player prop, if you don't like Abuka... Do you like his backup, Tez Johnson, at plus 275?
I would say if there's touchdown. One I'm interested in, I would say Mike Evans, 5 receptions, over 5.5. Or actually, we could do that differently because we could go on the app and you could actually do 6+ receptions. I think Mike Evans is due for a big game.
All right, let's see. Evans this year.
He hasn't played.
Mike Evans?
He was hurt the last couple weeks.
So, but throughout the year.
Oh, like early in the year.
5 receptions, 5 receptions, 4 receptions. I actually like that bet.
Yeah. First game back, no like Godwin. They're going to use Evans, and he's going to want him to get him that 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Plan on Mike Evans.
He needs
utilized.
78 yards a game from this game towards the end of the season.
And if he's healthy, Baker's going to do that. Baker's going to get him that. Over 4.5 on the reception target.
Remember I told you Abuka, please. He scores tonight, but it's okay.
I'm staying away from that. He's a decoy.
No way.
He's a decoy.
He wanted to fool everybody all week long. That kid's a gamer.
He's a decoy. All right, you like anything in the Texans Seahawks?
I like the Seahawks. I do. I like the Seahawks.
I think the Texans are going to play well tonight.
to run a complete ob. Then let's go under.
You want to go under?
Yeah, let's go under then. 41.5 in Seattle. God, you like the Texans on the road,
I
brother?
I just think post-bye, I do
Seahawks
think
by
play
a
well.
Touchdown tonight. That's the play for me, but Seahawks by a touchdown.
Under 41?
Like
under 41?
Who likes rooting for an under?
Yeah, we did that at the Orange
How about
Bowl.
This? Will you give me JSN anytime touchdown? He's got 3 on the year and 696 yards.
I could
Fully
live with
healthy.
That. I could live with that.
I don't know what the odd... It's
plus 120.
Oh, my God. Come on. Plus 120.
I would get creative and do A.J. Bonner, the tight end for Seattle.
I have
touchdown.
Him on my fantasy team. My week is over. I stunk up the joint, but I'll listen to that.
Now, if we stay right here, Jackson Smith and Jigba at anytime touchdown, over Mike Evans on receptions, 4.5, and then the over on the total points between the Buccaneers and the Lions at 54, that would be a plus 560 parlay.
You really don't like Seattle at home tonight? I'm grilling you on that. I cannot believe you'd take the Texans.
Maybe Seattle plays well. The thing is, Seattle is the only team in the NFL that are top 4 in offense, defense, and special teams. So it's a well-rounded team.
Good coach team.
Well-coached team.
They're 1-2 at home. I think they get back to 500 as well on their home schedule.
This is more about the Texans to me. This is more about the Texans. I think they're motivated. Remember, they had two good wins going into the bye. They had an early bye week. They get a great defense. There's no doubt about that.
CJ on the road at that stadium scares me. That O-line is so
dreadful.
Let's
add something to the parlay. Let's do something from Game 7 tonight.
Okay.
We've been doing runs this entire postseason with them.
Oh, my God.
Seven and a half over.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It's been 6-2 every game.
Yes. 8 runs. Absolutely tonight. Do you have a Vladdy Guerrero Jr. anytime homer for me?
You want to do a homer again?
Oh, bro, he's got 6. What do you mean? Don't ho-hum me. He's got 6 postseason home runs.
You get a homer and it's plus 250.
Do you like it? You don't like him to hit a homer tonight? No. But you're on Seattle. We are totally on different spectrums on all these games. You like all the opposite teams on Monday Night Football for me, and you're on Seattle
Mike,
tonight.
I can root for the points.
Our guy and hopefully friend of show, George Kirby, is going to be looking like a deer in headlights come the fourth inning tonight.
Please don't say that.
He's going to look like a deer
That's
in headlights.
That's our guy, Mike. He's going to have a big game
He
tonight.
Is our guy, but my God.
He's going to have a big game
You're the
tonight.
One who told me he looks like a, what did you call him?
He's got like a sad baby face whenever he
gets
homered.
I mean, dude, deer in headlights, sad baby face, and I'm the one getting yelled at for saying deer in headlights here.
Yeah.
Okay?
This is plus 11.
Well, you tell me what you got. We're on the over. We agree there. What else do you like? Because I would hammer the Vladdy home run, but if you don't like that, give me something else.
I can do hits. You want to do hits? How about George Kirby's strikeouts to record 4 plus is plus 125?
I hate it.
That goes against your over, too.
I hate it. Kyle, hate it.
You don't like that?
There's going to be points, and Vladdy's going yard. But is there anyone on Seattle? Is there anyone on Seattle you like to hit a home run?
You want to do the home runs? Dude, I don't like the home run parlay.
Why? They're fun. We're for a blast.
All right, fine. We can do a home run.
Give me a Seattle player you like. I'll buy into that. There's been home runs on both sides the whole series. Cal Raleigh's
plus 240. Eugenio Suarez is plus 375. Arozarena's plus 500. Julio Rodriguez plus 400.
By the way, Suarez was terrible at third base last night.
Yeah, not a good start.
Oh, my God.
He was not ready to play.
He was booting balls. I mean, that was awful. Who do you like for the – give me your Mariner that you – If you want to do hits, that's fine, too. You don't got to do a home run. You could do hits.
How about Josh Naylor plus 550?
My guy Nails?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Let's do it. That's going to increase our odds exponentially. 6,880.
So Nails is going to go back-to-back homers and back-to-back nights. He just hit his first postseason, or his
Mike.
Second postseason home run. Colin, his last postseason home run came against Garrett Cole. Circa 2020 COVID playoffs
buy
in the Guardians.
I'm a big believer in momentum.
Oh, my God, kid. Fair enough.
So we have over 54 points, Buccaneers, Lions, over 4.5 receptions for Mike Evans tonight. In the Mariners and Blue Jays, we have the over 7.5 runs, over Josh Naylor. Home run we need.
550. 550.
And then Jack, this is a lot that needs to go right.
Jackson Smith and Jigba
to score at any point.
And can you imagine if you took a Buka?
No, we're not taking. Should we just do it? Do you want to take it?
Yeah, throw it in there. Plus 135? Might as well, man.
I don't know why you're so in on Igbuka. Mike, he's the definition of a decoy.
No,
nine.
Dude.
When he plays one play on the first drive,
Colin,
and we're
going
to be looking up, where's Igbuka?
That guy never missed games.
Mike, it's plus 14,400.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Throw 20 bucks on that. Thank me later.
20 bucks. So we get about $3,000. This is what Hard Rock
That's
bets all about.
That's a hell of a concoction.
Oh, my God.
That thing was made in a
this
cauldron.
This is one of the more wild ones we've
that
ever
thing,
made.
Hey, listen. It's spooky season, boys. That thing was made in a cauldron.
So we need 2 touchdowns by Igbuka and Smith Jigba. We need Mike Evans to be active. We need points in Buccaneers Lions. We need runs in Mariners Blue Jays. We need Josh Taylor to hit.
Do me a favor. Screenshot that and let's save it for next week because that's going to hit. You want to know the one I'm worried about the most? Is Nails. Former Cleveland Guardian Josh Naylor. For him to go back to back.
We're locked in.
For him to go back-to-back homers, that's not half. I can almost guarantee you Naylor is not hitting a home run tonight. That's why I wanted to go Vladdy.
Mike, life is about, it's about momentum.
Dude, so let me get this straight. You didn't want to go with Guerrero Jr., the guy who has six home runs in the postseason.
Bad mojo, because they're not going to win the game.
But you're going to go with Naylor.
They're not going to win the game.
Who hit his first home run since we were locked down in COVID.
Mike.
I wasn't, Colin, Mike. I was covering the team. I wasn't allowed in the press conference. I was at home. On a godforsaken Teams chat.
The thing I'd like to inform
from
you
Bobby
on.
From Bobby DiBiasio, the communications director.
The thing I'd like to inform you on is momentum is real.
Oh,
this is momentum. God. Ride. This is obviously our picks. We are not. If you heard any of this conversation.
1-833 play wise,
we are
folks.
Clearly not gambling experts. But that's what we got. That's our parlay. Let's ride with it.
Dude.
It's too late. It's placed.
I cannot believe, dude, I think this is the first time ever we were on opposite spectrums on all three big games on primetime tonight.
I don't think the Texans are going to win.
How are you on
I think they're going to play well.
3.5.
Mike, I think they're going to
play
well.
Dude, Seattle's going to win. Seattle by a touchdown.
They're
going to
play well. I think Texans are going to play well.
Now, listen, I am the one that's an oddball going against Detroit after they got the doors blown off of them by Kansas City. I get that. But I cannot believe you're not on Seattle.
There's our picks. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Prez will close out the fifth quarter on the other side of things. It's the fifth quarter presented by Hard Rock Better on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
The fifth quarter presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. The teams are taking the field between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions tonight. Baker Mayfield is 6-12 in a primetime spot, 1-6 with Tampa Bay. Jared Goff, how about this, 12-3 in primetime games. Last time we saw them last week against the Chiefs, they didn't play well, but I mean, 2-3 weeks ago against the Buccaneers, they played great. So hopefully a good one tonight, hopefully a game with some points. It's a high-flying matchup between two good offenses in the NFC. Looking forward to that. It's Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, and Damian Perez. Fifth quarter presented by Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. All right, so for tonight, we made our parlay bet. We're all set. Plus 14,000. This is not play wise. This is not 1-833 play wise. This is not that.
The Naylor home run is.
So what we have tonight, Mike and I put together with the three big games tonight. We took Buccaneers Lions over on points, Buccaneers. Mike Evans over on receptions, 4.5. Emeka Egbuka to score at any point. Then in the Seahawks game, we just took Jackson Smith and Jigba to score at a touchdown at any point. And then the Mariners-Blue Jays game 7, which is at 8 o'clock tonight, over 7.5 runs. That's a lock. And then Josh Taylor to hit a home run.
So for those of you out there that weren't listening last segment, I wanted Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's plus 250 and has 6 postseason home runs, but Colin didn't think that had enough theme, magic, and mojo. So we selected the guy who had his first home run of the postseason last night since 2020 when he hit a homer off of Gerrit Cole in the ALDS. 550.
That's great.
For that guy to hit a
Mike,
home
listen,
run.
Listen, bottom line, if you bet Vlad Guerrero, you're not getting the plus 14,000.
250.
You're not getting the plus 250. You're not getting the plus 14,000. That's your problem.
Colin, kid, people do parlays that are plus 250.
You're not.
Let alone
you're
a
not
prop.
Getting the plus 14,000. You're not getting the plus 14,000. You want the plus 14,000 or not?
I need Babe Naylor to go nuclear tonight.
When he is first at bat, when he puts one in the second deck, I don't want you texting me. I don't want one word about it,
dude.
All right?
When he is doing his patented swinging out of his shoes, helmet flying off, belly out, I will be texting you. I will be texting you.
You can
Nails
text
is
me.
Great. Listen,
you
I
can
love
text
Naylor.
Me with no homer. If he scores a home, if he gets a home run and he puts one in the second deck, you're not allowed to speak.
Naylor
to me.
Is
you're not allowed to speak.
Nails
to me.
Is a locker room guy, and honest God, he was a joy to watch for the Guardians. But man, has he been bad in the last couple of
seasons.
Can
you root for your guy for a second? Can you put your pride aside and root for your guy?
Dude, I wanted to root for Guerrero Jr., who has more home runs than his Hall of Fame
yeah,
father.
Yeah, he's gonna contest Randy Arozarena's 10 home runs in one postseason
mark.
I mean,
jeez, dude.
If he gets seven tonight, he's going to have a chance to knock down a Rosarena.
If Vlad hits a home run tonight, I might cry. If everything hits and Vladdy hits a home run.
You know what we're not going to hit?
What are we going to hit?
Emeka Buka.
No, we're hitting.
That guy is going to have two routes all night, and he's going to be a decoy for the rest of the way.
Dude.
Mike, I'm telling you.
Ibuka is a gamer.
He is not healthy.
That kid's going to play.
He's not healthy.
He'll play 80% of the snaps.
He's not healthy. 80%
of the snaps.
Off of what? We don't know.
80% of the snaps tonight.
Mike, he's going to run two routes. And he's going to be on the sideline with his hands on his hips.
He is a gamer.
I don't care if he's a gamer. He's not healthy.
He's
not healthy. That was the most asinine pick of our parlay.
No.
That's where you screwed up.
Babe Naylor.
This is where you screwed up.
Listen. The highest thing on our parlay is Babe Naylor at 550. I don't want to hear it.
Mike.
There's a reason that guy.
The
blind squirrel found his nut last night. He doesn't find it two nights in a row.
A broken clock is right twice a day. Twice a day, Damian. A broken clock is right twice a day. Tonight is the second time. Tonight is the day that he will go back to back and send Seattle to their first World Series. That is what we're looking for.
Let alone in a Game 7 winner go home. That guy's going to go nuclear.
And when George Kirby gets his fifth strikeout in five batters.
I couldn't let you.
His fifth strikeout in five batters. I don't want you texting
Colin,
me either.
They were on him like flies on horse poop the last time he was on that mound.
And it's not going to let it happen again.
You called him a baby deer.
Not going to happen again.
Okay.
Not going to happen again.
Okay.
Five strikeouts in five batters.
Okay.
And then Josh Naylor, his first at bat.
How about this?
Is going to put one in the second deck. I do not want you texting me when Emeka Buka doesn't have a helmet on.
So
on the first Tampa Bay drive.
80% of the snaps. So our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, who sponsor and help us put on the fifth quarter here on Mondays, they also sponsor Blitz the Book, all right, on Fridays. You're telling me that ridiculous parlay that we made, the only thing that didn't hit were the Brewers?
How about this, Damian? Mike and I, outside of Cardinal Newman, put together a six-leg parlay. We did over 7.5 runs, easiest lock of the year, in the Toronto-Seattle game 5. And then we had the Georgia minus 7.5 against Ole Miss. That was sort of a backdoor cover. Ohio State minus 25.5.
Hit.
The easiest one of all
time. Yeah, I remember. I was on the board for this.
USC plus 10.5.
Hit.
Against Notre Dame. They barely covered.
Skin of their teeth.
And then Arkansas covering against Texas A&M in a look-ahead game at home. 45-42. Our one miss, Brewers to win the game.
And I said Brewers and Arkansas. How about the Razorbacks showing up as those damn Brewers? Ohtani put on the best game ever in the history of the league.
That was a plus 7,000 parlay. But we got a plus 14,000 one to combat that. That's Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo. Wait for Josh Naylor's homer and for Seattle to get their chance at the ring. Damian Perez, Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. Fifth quarter, Hard Rock Bet, ESPN 106.3.
The preceding program was paid for in full by Hard Rock.